48 hours ago, we found something quite remarkable.
What'd they find?
There's a structure.
In Antarctica?
And a specimen.
Really?
I'm going to take a tissue sample.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Yes, I do.
What was it doing to him?
It's imitating his cells. I think this thing copies its prey and then hides inside it.
Okay, here's the deal. If you go into The Thing expecting it to be as good as or even close to the quality of the John Carpenter 1982 film, you're an idiot. But while it's not as good as that near-perfect movie, it's not terrible either. This film tells a story of the doomed Norwegian camp in the days that lead up to the Carpenter film. The team finds an ancient spaceship under the ice and thaws out the occupant, only to find that it can imitate their form and hide inside. As a standalone horror movie, The Thing ain't bad. And even as a lead into the Carpenter classic, it's respectful. But the use of jump scares and digital effects don't quite match the intensity of the 82 film, which shoves the horror in your face and dares you to look. It has its moments, and it could have been a lot worse, but The Thing is more of a footnote in Universal history than a movie that will live on through the ages. Still, it's not a complete waste of time a few weeks before Halloween. The Thing gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.